It's time for Backyard Almanac. Larry Weber is an educator, author, and naturalist, and he joins us every Friday for Backyard Almanac. Larry, how are you doing today?
I am doing just fine, enjoying an April shower. This is about one-third of the way through the month of April. After March being a month warmer than normal, we are now back into the same thing that we saw with January and February, and that is a month of temperatures below normal. Interesting things that have happened so far this month. We have had a snowstorm. We have now fire warnings, and now today, showers. So we'll see. April is a strange month, and weird things can happen, and usually they do happen. One of the things that's happening, whether it's weather or not, is that the days continue to get longer, and we pass the threshold of 13 hours of daylight, and we're headed now towards 14 hours of daylight, which will take place next week on the 23rd. And then we're also headed towards a sunsets that are after 8 o'clock. That's going to be soon now, just in the next couple of days. Sunsets are going to start getting later after 8 o'clock. And then we have a full moon coming up. If you've been able to get out and see the moon on the last couple of nights, we've been having a waxing gibbous moon, which is big and bright and just beautiful. Other things of note, this is the migration time for lots of birds. March, the migration was pretty much raptors, and the counters at the West Skyline have been doing amazing jobs of counting them. Over 4,000 bald eagles had been counted up to now. And then the turkey vultures and the red-tailed hawks are also coming in real big numbers. Now, those are all large raptors. Some of the smaller raptors are also showing up. Harriers, I saw harriers this week. I saw American kestrel this week. Sharp-shinned hawks, these are all smaller ones that have been migrating as well. But there's a lot of that migration beyond the raptors. The water birds have really picked up. There's open water in different sites. During my walk this morning, I went by a pond that as recently as 2 days ago had an ice cover, and this morning it was completely free of ice. And, of course, out in the water, there were some water birds. I've been seeing geese. I've been seeing trumpeter swans, and yes, one flock of tundra swans. I've been seeing mergansers, hooded mergansers, and ducks of various kinds, mallard, wood duck, and ringneck duck. The amount of species of ducks is going to increase pretty quickly, as will some of the other water birds, great blue herons, pelicans, sandhill cranes. These are all going to increase very quickly. In addition to that, during my walks, I've been hearing rough grouse drumming. It started about the first day of the month, and they've been drumming ever since. And then the turkeys were gobbling very loud. Songbirds, yes, they're doing their migration too. I did some driving this week. Seems like every time I went by an open field, there were flocks of robins out there. So this is a good time to see that migration. Robins are a kind of thrush. And they are not the only thrush that is migrating here now. We also have some bluebirds, and I've been seeing a couple of hermit thrushes. As we get further into spring, we will see a few more of them. In the world of sparrows, the juncos have just been abundant. Juncos, a little black-gray bird that is actually a kind of sparrow, though we don't usually call it by that name. They come through in flocks every April, often seen along the roadside. I've been seeing them every walk I've been taking. They look like they're very hungry. When a car comes along or when I come along, they fly up, but they immediately come back and they start feeding on seeds that are along the side of the road. Well, these junco flocks, the one I saw this morning, I estimated to be 100. They are often mixed with other sparrows. The one I saw this morning had a flock of juncos, but also tree sparrows, song sparrows, and fox sparrows with them. As we continue to go, there's going to be more sparrows showing up, things like white-throat sparrow and swamp sparrow and so forth. In addition to that, there is an interesting migrant that showed up in my yard this week. We have four kinds of woodpeckers that spend the winter with us, permanent residents: downy woodpecker, hairy woodpecker, red-bellied woodpecker, and pileated woodpecker. Well, we have two others that show up in migration, one of those being the yellow-bellied sapsucker, and I saw those this week. I was looking around in the backyard, and I saw this woodpecker, and I took a closer look, and it was a yellow-bellied sapsucker. They get that name because, yeah, they do drill holes into where trees have sap, and then they will take their tongue and lick out the sap. They also make a loud drumming noise. The other kind of woodpecker that's a migrant that I haven't yet seen, I expect to be soon, is the flicker. Red-winged blackbirds are at the swamp, are singing. They've been there for quite a while. And then, of course, other critters going to be in the swamp as well. One bird that I am looking for, and I look for it almost every day now, is the first warbler of the season. We have in our area here, we have about 24 kinds of warblers that show up every spring. Many of them keep on going north, but about half of them will nest in the area. Well, every year, and I've never seen an exception, the first migrant is always the yellow rump warbler. The reason for that is because they winter in southern United States. They do not go to Central America or South America like a lot of the warblers do, but they winter in the United States, and so therefore their flight back is not that long. And so I expect to be seeing those soon. In addition, in the world of mammals, I saw fox, coyote, mink this week, and then I saw some of the snow still present. I saw a track of otter, but maybe my best sighting happened one evening this week when I went to visit the bay. The bay that I went to had a beaver lodge that I watched last fall. And I watched it from its very beginning. The beaver would cut down trees and bring them there and kept on piling them up. And eventually they went out in the water and they piled up a food cache. And I thought all the time there was just two beavers that living there. Well, I went down there this week and I saw that there were four. So these beavers, yes, had survived the winter, and they were out there swimming as though there was no problem with them at all. We are headed towards something that I just love every spring, and that is we are headed towards the frog chorus. It's right now a little too chilly, but the vernal ponds, the ponds that have been created by a snow melt, the vernal meaning spring, are the place where these frogs will wake up from hibernation, and they will go to those ponds and they will start calling, the males calling for the females. I haven't yet heard it. You're just a little bit too chilly, but I expect in a few days we will be hearing it. There are three. There's a trio that sings early in the season, the wood frog, the chorus frog, and the spring peeper. None of these frogs are very big. The wood frog is probably the largest, and they make a kind of a gluck, 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 gluck kind of noise like that. And their breeding season is pretty quick, and they're often done breeding already by end of April. Next one, the chorus frog, they make a noise that has often been compared to a running your finger over the teeth of a comb, kind of a creaking noise. And then the spring peeper is called that because, yes, they make peeping noises. When they start calling, they will continue calling well into May. I haven't heard them yet, but I expect in a few days we will. I have seen early butterflies, but when we get some clear skies and a temperature rising a little bit, as the forecasters are telling us, I expect we'll see more. I did see this week the first dandelion in bloom locally, and so that's always a sign that flowers are out there. In the world of trees, April is, for many trees, April is the month of catkins. Catkins are kind of long hot dog shaped things that hang down in the trees. They're actually a kind of flower. Most of the time it's male. And right now with the aspen and willows and alders and hazel, the catkins are hanging out there and getting ripe with pollen. Silver maple have a different kind of flower, and they're in bloom right now too. And soon we'll be seeing red maples. So yes, April is full of things happening. I suggest getting out and taking a look. Walking has just been terrific lately. So take care. Have a good one.
Thanks, Larry. Larry Weber is an educator, author, and naturalist. And he joins us every Friday for Backyard Almanac.